gonna do, I'm gonna make them true. My will is strong, I knew it all along. Don't try to box me in, I'm here to win. The life ahead, I haven't dreamed yet. I'm proud of who I am, the one I'd rather be. And I am worthy of anything and everything. I'm proud of who you are, who you're gonna be. And you will love the song that you're gonna sing. Spaces, spaces, I'll leave my mark on these places.
That is a song called Spaces. James Ian performing there. He's here to talk about that song, as well as joined by Shane and Hannah. They have a YouTube channel called Squirmy and Grubs. Kind of an interesting name for a YouTube channel. We'll get to that in a little bit too. But also that Shane has the what's known as spinal muscular atrophy. And he's here to talk about that as well and kind of get the awareness out. One of the things, James, on that line about not being invisible, talk about the importance of that, what people sometimes with disabilities feel like to the general public.
Yeah, so I also have type 3 spinal muscular atrophy, and Spaces was actually created in partnership with Genentech and members of the SMA community. We came together to create a first-of-its-kind song project where the song was created by people with SMA and driven by people with SMA. And so one of the things when we were sitting down for the brainstorm to create this song, one of the ideas that kept popping up was we as people with SMA, we as people with living with disabilities, we feel that we are not seen, that we're not visible, especially to non-disabled people. And so that line is to say, hey, we're here, we're in the spaces that non-disabled people are occupying, but we're not only just in these spaces, we're doing incredible, cool things in these spaces and creating joy and love. And so it's really about being seen in an authentic way.
Shane, is that how you feel about this too?
Absolutely. I mean, I also live with SMA, and that idea of feeling not seen was a big reason why my wife and I started our YouTube channel, Harmony and Grubs. I mean, many people have never seen or imagine a relationship like ours where one member lives with a disability and the other member does not. And very often, people that don't know us perceive our relationship as bizarre or unrealistic. And that all comes from this flawed and very damaging idea of what disability is like. If you take the time to, you know, dig a little deeper and maybe watch some of our videos, you'll see that our relationship is no different than any other. And so we make videos to, you know, share that idea with the world, share our love and our relationship. And our hope is that we can normalize disability and relationships like ours.
You know, Hannah, I'm looking at some of the videos, and some points you sort of see initially with the Shane in the wheelchair and that, but after a while you're just listening to the conversations or what's happening on, that sort of disappears while you're sort of just seeing what's happening in your life.
Yeah, I think, you know, the point of our channel is to show people that, you know, Shane has a disability, and, you know, our relationship is really just like any other relationship. And I think that's what people take away once they watch a few videos. They see, like, wow, they're really a lot like my husband and I, or they really remind me of my best friends. And so I think, you know, showing people that Shane has a disability, I don't, and our relationship is normal is, you know, really our goal.
Hey, Anna, where did the Squirmy and Grubs moniker come from?
I think that kind of shows how few people we thought would watch our channel. You know, the fact that we named it that. Those were our nicknames for each other very early on in our relationship. Shane calls me Squirmy because he says that I roll around in bed at night and keep him awake. I call him Grubs because his hands are always sweaty and a little bit grubby.
And now millions of people know that about us.
So. Yeah. Pretty embarrassing.
Well, sometimes if you put it out there, people feel more akin to you just because you kind of share those type of things, and it makes it not seem so distant, and it just makes everybody understand
mm-hmm.
it. You guys have such a great sense of humor, too. Do you think that really is a really strong part of your relationship?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was one of the big things that we bonded over, you know, early on, our similar sense of humor. And I think it helps people feel more comfortable about disability. That's another big part of this Spaces project, is that, you know, we want to share the authentic reality of living with a disability, and that includes being funny and having a sense of humor, you know, very normal human things, but that are very often not attributed to people with disabilities. So, yes, sense of humor, very important in this household.
We're learning today all about SMA, spinal muscular atrophy. James, you mentioned that you have it too, though it seems to be of a different degree as well, because you're able to sit, play a guitar, and that sort of thing. Talk a little bit about the impact it's had on your life right now, and what do you expect?
So I have type 3, and, you know, SMA affects mobility. You know, it can affect walking, breathing, swallowing, and it's varied amongst people. So people with different types are affected differently. For me, when I was younger, I could play sports and run and you know, climb stairs pretty easily. And over time, that ability is significantly impacted by SMA, so I can no longer do those things. It's just, you know, it's just something that I live with and I'm aware of.
What do you hope this song does, and how, what kind of a reach will it have, and what will other people see if they watch it too?
Yeah, I mean, we hope that people take away the ideas that we've been talking about, that people with disabilities and people with SMA are out there in all of the spaces that non-disabled people are in. They're doing amazing things and living amazing lives. And we hope that people love the song, because it's also just an amazing song, and James is a great singer. So people can go to spacessong.com to watch the music video and hear the song, and it's also available on all of the major streaming platforms. So we hope that you love it.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Shane, Hannah, thank you for joining us. James as well, for providing that great music. And take care. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
I do.
Thank you. You too. What I'd rather be, and I am worthy of anything.